So come up here, Benny. But remember, all these other children are listening as well. Now this story comes from a long time ago, before I was a doctor. I was a medical student. Have you ever been in a hospital, Ben? Do you remember much about it? Oh, good. Well, I'll tell you a story about a young boy who was in the hospital, and he didn't remember much about it, really. You know why he didn't remember? Because he was unconscious. And this little boy was in the intensive care unit. Do you know what that means? The intensive care unit is a place for the very sick people. And this boy had been in an accident, and he knocked his head, and he was unconscious. Now, what does it mean when you're unconscious? Well, you could be unconscious, and you still can talk, but you talk funny, right? Or you could be unconscious and you don't even talk at all. You could be unconscious and maybe you might just make a few little grunts like right, like that. But this little boy, he was about 9 or 10. How old are you? Okay, so a little bit younger than you. And he was unconscious in the intensive care unit. And his unconsciousness was such that if you tried to move him, he would say something. But I can't tell you what he said. You know why? Because they were really, really bad words, right? Words that you'd never use here. Right, so I can't tell you, but he really knew some really bad words. Whenever the nurses did something to him, he would say, you know, like that. And I'm sure this boy, when he was at home, he wouldn't use those words. And I'm sure when he was at school in front of the teacher, he wouldn't use those words, right? But here he was knocked out, so he couldn't control what he was saying. And he was using those words. Well, to cut a long story short, later on this little boy recovered, and he went home and he was fine. But of course, you're not completely fine because any bad knock on the head will have some effects later on. But the interesting thing really is to just think about ourselves. Just think if you were in that boy's place and you were knocked out and you had that same level of consciousness, what sort of words would you be saying? It's not just asking Benny that. Asking everybody that. Let's just think about that. You know? Because we know that if we had, say, Jesus knocked out, unconscious, in the intensive care, and they pushed him, what words would he say? Well, he definitely wouldn't say those words, would he? And so we think, you know, deep down in our unconscious mind, what are we like? And that's the thing that I wanted to, the thought that I want to leave you with. Just imagine, what is it that we would say if we were in that position? Okay?